Before we start the show, let's hear from one of our sponsors. Their support keeps this show free for you. Hey there, Peace and Parenting family. If you love the podcast but wish to enjoy it without interruptions, your wish has come true. Introducing the ad-free version of the Peace and Parenting podcast available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you'll get all the heartfelt advice, parenting stories, and actionable tips you love without any ads. For less than the cost of a coffee each month, you will enjoy uninterrupted listening while also supporting our work to help you build stronger connections with your kids. Try it out for free. Simply find Peace and Parenting on Apple Podcasts, click try free, and you'll gain immediate access to our ad-free episodes. There's no commitment and you can cancel anytime. So if you're ready for a more peaceful, uninterrupted listening experience, subscribe now. Let's keep focusing on connection without the distractions. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting podcast. Happy holidays. I am spending the holidays with my family, which is always great, but can also be challenging. And I know many of us have challenges with our loved ones and our extended family. And I just wanted to give a few insights that might be helpful and maybe different than some other things that you've heard in the past. I just want you to remember that you are your biggest influence on your children. I know we really worry about the influence that grandparents or aunties or siblings have on our kids, but in reality, the experiences they have with these people are much less significant than the experiences they have with you. So if you are providing a connected, lovely environment for your kids, for the most part, although you're going to mess up sometimes, that's okay, then they are getting all that they need. They don't need to have 75 caretakers that do it the same. They don't need all the caretakers to be on the same page. It would be lovely, right? It would be so nice. But we don't have to throw our whole family away if that's not the case. We don't have to say, like, you know, I'm ruining my kids because I take them to my parents' house and my parents use threats or bribes or too much praise or distraction or all the things that we don't want them using, because that influence is very small. And I think we get very worried because, you know, social media, podcasts, all these things, we take in a lot of information and we worry if one word is uttered or one phrase or one experience is not the way it should be, that somehow we're ruining our kids because we're subjecting them to that. Absolutely not true. Our kids are going to be subjected to a lot of things, tons of things. They are going to be subjected to bullies, unkind people, teachers every day who are unkind to them. They're going to have bosses that they might not like. They are going to have relatives that don't treat them in the way that they want. But if they have us, if they have that one secure relationship, then that's all they need to be successful human beings. Every therapist will tell you that. So we don't have to worry about every interaction that our children have with their loved ones that is not as positive as we'd like them to have, but we can have empathy for them. So when these, you know, interactions happen that we don't like, we can have empathy for our kids. I'm so sorry, Grandpa said that to you. That wasn't very nice. I totally understand. I'm right here. I know he loves you, but he doesn't know how to express himself sometimes. I've had that conversation with my kids over and over and over again, because it's true. My own father, who does this work, sometimes he says the wrong thing and he doesn't mean it because he adores my kids. But he can't always regulate and he can't always do the connected parenting thing. He does a very good job, but sometimes he messes up, and that's okay too. And it's okay to see fault in our relatives, even if they don't apologize and even if they don't adhere to the guidelines that we want them to. But just know that your interaction with your children is the most important piece of everything in their world. So as long as you're doing the things that you think are beneficial for your relationship with your child, that's all that matters. Before we continue, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors. Their support lets us keep bringing you the show completely free. What if you spent the next 30 days really focusing on connection with your kids? What do you think sibling rivalry would look like? How would cooperation go? And what would the feeling be in your home? Join my 30-day challenge. For 30 days, you join me and my coach, Martha, and really explore the ideas of connection. We do group coaching for the entire month, and you have access to all of the Peace and Parenting materials. Please join us for a 30-day challenge. Find the link in the show notes. My book, Unpunished, is finally here. It is my journey into connected parenting, the idea of perfection, and how it nearly took me down as a mom. I give you my best thinking around how to be a connected parent and the insights that I've discovered over the last 12 years of this incredible journey. I'm giving my book away for free, plus shipping and handling. So go to unpunished.com and get yours today. We're shipping domestically and we're also shipping internationally. Let's dive back in. Another thing to think about is we can't likely change people. We really can't. We can't change anyone. And they can only change themselves if they want to. And sometimes you'll have relatives in your life that are unable to change, that are unable to see the other side, and that really don't want to or are too scared to because maybe it pings against something they did as a caretaker in the past. Or perhaps it digs too deep into their own limbic system and their own feelings, and they don't know how to deal with that. And that's okay. We can't force people to be who they're not. We can't force people to change. And sometimes we have to be accepting of who these people are. Now, I'm not talking about people who are beating children and, you know, screaming and yelling all day long at them. That is unacceptable. And maybe in those cases, we have to have some boundaries and say, yeah, I'm not subjecting my family to this. But I'm talking about the normal, if you eat all your dinner, grandma will give you a cookie. You know, sometimes I just let it happen. Eat all your dinner. Grandma's going to give you the cookie. Now you have experience with bribe. How'd it feel? How do you feel about grandma? Like, let the whole thing kind of come to fruition as it should, because we can't intervene on everything. And sometimes it's not worth it. Grandma doesn't know any better. And is the one meal that they eat that they're going to get the cookie from grandma, is it worth it? Maybe not. If it's happening every day for weeks on end, yes, definitely worth having the conversation. But if we have one day with grandma and she's bribing with the cookies, I don't know what to say. My mother-in-law loves to bribe with See's candy. Oh, come sit with grandma and I give you a See's candy. She used to love to do that. And it was infuriating, but I kind of let it happen only because it wasn't worth it. And I couldn't change her and I didn't want to shame her. And at the same time, I just had limited exposure with my kids to her and that. And I tried to intervene where I could and offer other alternatives, but these people aren't going to change. They really aren't. And there's no way to change them. And we then have to decide, is it worth it being around them? Or is it, you know, worth it to create a boundary? Or can we decide in our minds that this limited exposure isn't going to hurt too much? Our limits maybe, you know, have to be flexible. We can't be rigid about every little thing when we go to relatives' houses or when we experience a big group of people. We're going to have to be a little more flexible, a little more tolerant of the things that we don't like. Just like when we send our kids to school. You know, I'm sure many of us, if we sat in a classroom, would not be tolerant of those things that are happening in a classroom. But what are we going to do? We can take them out and homeschool them, which a lot of people do. And kudos to you. I wish I would have done that with my kids. We can do unschooling. We can homeschool. You can do a lot of things with our kids that keeps them out of the school environment. But if you're like many of us who still want to raise, you know, connected kids and conscious kids, you send them to very traditional schools and they are exposed to all kinds of things on a daily basis. But it's not going to ruin our children. And so when we have these limits, We have to be flexible in all realms. If you put your kids into competitive sports, you're also going to see where, I mean, Pia is in, she's a competitive dancer. It is competitive. The dance instructors are harsh. It is hard. And we've had many discussions. And, you know, maybe this also brings up a place where you can have a discussion with your child. How did it feel when auntie was so unkind? How did it feel when, you know, things didn't, you know, somebody bribed you or somebody threatened you? And Pia and I have many conversations about dance and her dance instructors and how they're very punitive. If you're late to a rehearsal, they pull a piece from you. If you're 1 minute late, if you, you know, are talking out of turn, they will yell at you in front of everyone and chastise you and shame you. And Pia gets very nervous at dance because she's holding it all together, because she's scared of making a mistake, because she's scared to disappoint her dance teachers, because the teachers are disappointed in her when those things happen. And so that could happen with our family, right? Our family members become disappointed in our children because the behavior isn't right, or because they aren't, you know, cleaning their plate, or they're not saying thank you for the gift, or all the things that come up. And so can we be a little bit flexible when it comes to those things and tolerant? Because our children are in the real world and they are going to experience these things, and our family is no exception. So when our kids are with the family and they start to have these interactions that we don't necessarily like, do we jump in at every moment, or are we more flexible around our limits? And I think, you know, for me, over the years, now that I've been doing, you know, been doing this work for 14 years, I've realized that being flexible is important. And I've also realized that they won't be ruined, because mine aren't, and they've been subjected to all kinds of things: relatives, teachers, difficult schools, difficult bosses, difficult babysitting experiences, but difficult work experience, dance, theater, like all the things that they've experienced make them who they are and give them information about who they want to be around. And so if we shelter them from all those experiences and we can try to control our family into being who we want them to be, will it also rupture the relationship that we share with our family? And we have to decide when and where that's worth it, right? If we're talking really toxic environments, then yes, maybe it's worth it. But if we're talking just the run of the mill, like not conscious people, you have to decide if it's worth it. For me, it's worth it to subject my kids to those people. For me, it's worth it to be more flexible around my limits. For me, it's worth it to let them experience these things, to create their own knowledge base around what they think is acceptable in their life and what isn't. And so I know family is tough, but do we sometimes make it harder than it needs to be? I know I have in the past, because I would get very tight around what my expectations were of my family. And so that brings me to this other point. Like, we have to manage our expectations around our family. They can't possibly do it the way we're going to do it. They can't possibly know the things that we know. And if we're constantly criticizing them, is that going to rupture the relationship we have with them? And is that worth it? And in some cases, it might be worth it. For me and my family, and I think for many of us who don't have these, you know, we don't have abuse going on, it might not be worth it to go tete to tete with auntie, or to go toe to toe with grandpa around every single issue. Will they feel criticized? And will it cause them to withdraw from us, or us to withdraw from them, because they're not being the perfect grandparent? Because you're not going to find the perfect grandparent, that's for sure. I tried to bully my dad into being the perfect grandparent, and it was not the right thing to do. I, you know, hit him over the head with all of this work. And, you know, luckily enough, he is a kind soul deep in his heart, even though he wasn't as a dad. He got there. He really did. But we spent, the other piece to that is, we spent every day together. He was our, you know, secondary caretaker, and he was in our house every single day for hours on end. So that's kind of a different, you know, that's a different scenario. Then it might be worth it to kind of cultivate a new understanding of parenting. Definitely not the way I did it, because I was very harsh and very demanding around it, just like any strong-willed person would be. And I'm just lucky my dad didn't say, kick me to the curb and say, I'm done with you criticizing my parenting. However, it's a different story. I think if we have a limited exposure to, you know, some family members, that we can be very flexible around our limits in order to maintain the relationships we share with our family, because our family is important. We only have one family. And if they're good people, even if they're not always doing the right thing, we have to remember that too, because they are coming with their limited experience and they're coming with, you know, probably from harsh backgrounds. And so keeping that in mind can be very important. All right. I hope these few tips helped you for your holiday season. I'm wishing you a very happy new year. And I'm hoping to see some of you in our 30-day challenge coming up in January. If you are unaware of what that is, take a look at the link in our show notes. And I hope to see you guys there for group coaching. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast, and I'll see you guys next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.